Blog Talk Radio.
Here's the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, and I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. And tonight, if you want to holler at us, the number is 646-929-2037. Once again, the number is 646-929-2037. We do encourage you not to call and flush the toilet, though. That is not cool. We want you to get close with us. You can hit us up on the website, www.smoothdrama.com. We encourage you to join our Yahoo group. We social network. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm Smooth Drama. Tag my yearbook, Facebook. I'm Dick Hugger. Add me. I'll add you back. We can social discourse. Also, of course, I know that y'all ain't really trying to holler at me. I say it day after day, week after week, month after month. You really want to holler at my co-host? Tell them where they can catch you, Ms. 100%.
If you really want to holler at me, you can catch me at Ms. 100% spelled out on Facebook and Ms. 100% spelled out at yahoo.com. You can email me directly. Or you can email me at imnotonbs@yahoo.com. And you can catch up with me on tag Miss Short Thing, and you can follow me on Twitter 100%.
100% of the time.
Yeah.
And now we would be remiss if we did not tell you what our word for the week is, which is dumbism. Just in case you didn't catch us the other day, dumbism is our word of the week because we are focusing on the dumbism which has seemed to take over society. You know, they talk about capitalism, socialism. Well, we talk about dumbism. And when we start with dumbism, of course, I got to start in my favorite place, my second home, Florida. That home away from home that I'm probably never going to go back to. Daryl Horn, a guy trying to steal a boat. He, and they say allegedly, but is the guy who's running away from the sheriff's department deputies after jumping in the water trying to get away from them. He asked the deputies to use a taser on him. Like, taser me. Taser me, bro.
Dude, taser me, why don't you?
Right. Now, for those of you who don't or remember, when John Kerry had his speech and the guy was like, don't taser me, bro. And, you know, he got famous. This is a guy who is wet from being in the water asking to be tasered. See, this is why the terrorists want to kill us. The dumbism. They don't want our seed to be spread nowhere else. They're trying to contain it here. Because last time I checked, electricity and water sometimes equals death.
Right. So did they taser him?
Yeah, eventually they did. I'm sure it felt really, really yummy to him.
Yummy?
Yeah.
He got a tingly sensation.
Yeah, it just...
Scissor me, bro.
Right. I mean, he's asking for it. I mean, who asked to be tasered?
Somebody is suffering from symptoms of dumbism, I suppose.
Yeah, it's in the air. Now, when we talk about dumbism, we definitely have to jump on the oldie but goodie. For those of you who don't know what the oldie but goodie is, when you do something and you're trying to cover it up, blame a black person.
Right.
As this heifer in Nevada, pizza delivery woman, I'm just going to say heifer, she made up a story that she was robbed, including the detailed descriptions that led to composite sketches of two black men saying that she was robbed of her pizza delivery. Now, she said that two black men approached her, demanded money, and ran off. She described them in detail, including their height, weight, and clothing. So, of course, the police do the sketches, whatnot. Then they come to find out that Heifer was lying.
Heifer?
Yeah, she gets no name, but Heifer. He's jailed on suspicion of malicious prosecution and false reporting of a crime because it was determined that she stole the money to pay a drug debt.
Wow.
Yeah. Heifer. You know, I can't say how tired I am of hearing the oldie but goodie. Yeah, and the black dude robbed me.
But, you know, yeah, like you said, the oldie but goodie is, you know, the old Caucasian damsel in distress thing, you know. Help, I'm a white girl and somebody, a black guy, big black man, hurt me, help me. I'm so defenseless.
Yeah. Well, seeing the picture, I don't think that she was fully Caucasian. I don't know if she was mixed with something, but I'm not going to say her name.
Mixed with some dumbness.
She's with some dumbness. I'm not saying her name. She is just Heifer.
Wow.
Yes.
She gave descriptions. I mean, I wonder how she described a person that doesn't exist.
She probably just whoever she saw, ex boyfriend or whatnot, hoping to get his ass pulled over. But we're not gonna get this heifer any more time. Heifer.
You like saying it, right?
Yes, I like calling her heifer. her and all the other people that did it, male or female, you are all heifers.
Okay.
Yeah. Who suffer from the disease of dumbism. And speaking of dumbism, Yahoo. We all know Yahoo. Yahoo is these con men would use Yahoo's name in that scam. Y'all know the scam where they send you the email. Hey, you won the prize. You won the Yahoo lottery. Or, you know, if you give me your bank account, I will deposit half of $30 million in your account.
That, I mean, it's pure dumbism to even believe that. I mean,
well, I guess these con men, they were caught doing it using Yahoo's name, and so Yahoo has been awarded $610 million.
Hmm.
I'm like, well hold on.
Pop piece of the pie.
Right. I'm on Yahoo. I get these damn messages all the time. I'm still mad at the first smooth drama spam I got was from Peter James. and he promised to pay some money, and I have not got the check yet.
Right.
I'm still waiting, Peter James. So I think if Yahoo's going to get a taste, Everybody who has a Yahoo email address should get a taste.
Right. We all deserve our $8.75.
Right. I'm like, hey, it's Christmas season. Give me 12.
Okay.
I ain't asking for 12. It's all good. Ain't asking for a lot. Well, I guess that $12 would be better than what the people who work in my favorite state, you know. And we want to talk about the height of dumbism here. The height 100.
Mm-hmm.
The Florida Senate installs panic buttons at the Capitol after passing a relaxed gun law. See, it's a direct result of an October 1st law that added penalties to a statute that prevents city and county governments from enforcing gun laws stricter than the state. Instead of reversing what they did, they are now putting in panic buttons on all the phones.
So, why don't they just all get strapped?
Yeah, but
a panic button is not going to save your life.
Yeah, but this is what we're talking about here. Everybody in the government building can now be strapped, locked, and loaded.
Loaded. So what? The panty butt is okay. I can see the person that might survive the gunshot, you know, crawling away and getting to the phone to push the panty button. But really, come on. It's gunfight at the OK Corral.
Right. I mean,
because if somebody starts shooting, I'm shooting back.
Right. I mean, and basically we're saying that every day at the Senate building in Florida, you got to be ready.
Right.
You got to be on your A game.
Wow.
Yeah, somebody come in. I mean, constituents come in talking, you know, you talking tough, you might get capped on. You know, you can't make no threats at the Capitol building in Florida.
Right.
None. You make a threat, you talk tough, you might get popped. I mean, so, in a way, it's sort of like detente, because you kind of know that, all right, if everybody can be strapped, I'm going in there. Like before, if you happen to sneak yours in, you're like, okay, I'm the only one, and I only have to worry about the security guards, but now it's the staff.
Right.
Now Ned Rich, the Senate Democratic leader, told the Times Herald Bureau that it's kind of unnerving. My staff is very nervous, but I'm thinking now, staff be like, well, hey, I just have to bring my 38.
Yeah. That, you know what? We are really living in effed up time when everybody have to carry a gun because they don't know who's going to pop off, what's going to jump off. This is sick. It goes way past dumbness. This is sick.
Yeah, well, I mean, but that's the thing. It is dumbism at its finest. I mean, you're talking about, I'm going to pass a law that's going to relax the gun law so that in my place of business, everybody can be strapped. But I'm going to put in panic buttons.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard times right now. So if you got a job there, you're like, you're happy to have a job. But at the other end, you're like, well, damn, y'all just made my job as dangerous as the Ohio bars that you can bring in the concealed weapon.
Right. Right. I mean, can you just imagine the secretaries and clerks routine in the morning, you know, grab her purse, her sunglasses, her keys. Oh, I got to go back. I got to go get my strap. Hold on.
All right. Make sure it's loaded.
Come without it.
Hey, she got to make sure her gun is cleaned and ready. So
right.
She gets
to match her purse.
Right.
Or match her shoes.
Come in. I mean, it make appointments and all that. You know, people busting in. I want to talk to my congressperson. You just
right.
put your gun, on the desk like, do you have an appointment? You know that? You talking about them gangster scenes in movies?
Yeah.
Just like, pop. Yeah, you got an appointment. Holla.
I bet you it won't be no people going up in there acting a fool now, though.
Right. Yeah, it might be the safest.
Yeah, just
saying.
Yeah. Wow, that was a wild
move. Yeah, that's very wild.
But so we, you know how we do it here, smooth drama. We love wild and crazy.
Yeah, we going hard in the paint, but we gotta throw some love out there. There's a lack of love. Dumbism is the lack of love. Just so y'all know, dumb people don't. Dumbism, no love. Dumb is the opposite of love, as my man Scotty Spitton would say, the antithesis of it. So,
okay.
Yeah, no. So we gonna go old school with it. We gonna go to one of my favorite groups. This is Lil Brother, the Love Joint Remix.
Here in 2002, we present the fabulous Love Joint Remix. Here we have two MCs, both of which in physical form, and a producer in producerial essence. And we are coming through first with Fontaine.
Yo.
And yo, I love waking up with a supreme purpose. After a night of playing dream merchant, righteous way, this is a matter of extreme urgency. I love rap cause it seems earnest. Love this joint cause we reworked it. Love cell phones with free service, so I can call the broad e-house. And UNC downloading all my freestyles on desktop, hard drive, MP3 files, screaming at the top of her lungs. She loving me
hey,
now.
Yo, Johnny, say the best love ballad. A song for you and yours, making Mike fist pump valid. Late nights is a habit, drinking Paul May, making addict. Jake C. Flicks got a habit. I love Macho Man Randy Savage, screaming Elizabeth, come and take a ride on my Slim Jim.
Yeah.
I love Derby hats and butter tips.
Just like I love Pac and above the rim, cause this ain't a fable like the Brothers Grimm. Love my niggas Milk Rank, Kirk dubbing them, reppin' in Z, we keep it bubbling, punishing.
Hate the players, I love your doers and naysayers. Sweet bronze, I holler later.
Hey yo, we ain't trying to be really some thugs in it. We just wanna spread love in it. We spread love, y'all. All across the globe, we spread love all across the globe.
Check it out. And from the north to the south, to the east, to the west.
Yes, yes.
Steady keeping it live with no stress.
We spread love, y'all. All across the globe, we spread love.
Check it out.
Across the globe, y'all. And now what we wanna do is get down with you. Whether you drug free or smoke a quarter pound or two. At the bar, ordering another round or two. We know you like the way it sound to you.
The way it sound to who?
It's Big Pooh from the Lover State. I love Philly's and cheese steaks. I love cause when the beat breaks, I love school when the heat breaks. Fire hydrants making street lakes. I love 22, it feels great. Mike Tyson in his outtake, stepping out with the fly date.
So fans, get ready for the outbreak, cause we gon' do it with or without pace. Even if I rhyme until my mouth fakes, for all the people that I'm on with, playing for big stakes on some Angus Vaughn shit. And if you want this, get right. That's why I love whack niggas. Thanks for making my shit sound so tight.
Because we gotta get down tonight
with no beats, no clones, no fighters or sound alike.
It ain't no white thrills or frowns tonight.
I put my love in this, I swear to never put down the mic.
This one is for the ladies and gents that's partying and paying the rent when life just gets too intense.
Cause it ain't all about trying to ball.
Get your hands up now, cause
y'all.
We still got love for y'all.
Hey yo, we ain't trying to be willies or thugs in it. We just wanna spread love in it. We spread love, y'all. All across the globe, we spread love all across the globe.
Check it out.
And from the west to the east, to the north, to the south.
Nope.
Keep rocking and turn the party out.
We spread love, y'all. All across the globe, we spread love all across the globe.
Until my cat's on the wing, you don't stop. Keep
To the east, to the west, me and Miss 100%. We just trying to spread love, y'all, all across the globe.
Yeah, I was over here jamming.
You know, that's, you know, that's soulful hip hop. That stuff that don't get that run that it should.
Right.
That was one of the best albums of this decade that don't nobody know anything about. It's kind of funny how that goes. All the great albums where nobody dies, no drugs are sold. You
know,
I mean,
well,
I mean, that's where we at now. Hip hop is, I've enslaved 1,000 hoes. I didn't kill this many dudes, you know. Back in the days, I sold drugs, so you don't have to. I mean, kind of old.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, who's buying it? If everybody was the dope man, I'm like, who's buying it?
Are y'all making any money?
Yeah, it's like all you dope dealers on the street. I'm like, who's buying it? Ain't nobody left.
I don't really make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, well, that's dumbism. Speaking of dumbism, you know, we want to challenge the statute on things that make sense or don't make sense. Right, a 13-year-old handcuffed and hauled off to juvenile detention for burping in class. So he, you know, his family filed a lawsuit against the Albuquerque school principal, a teacher, and the school police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the boy was taken to juvenile, and his parents was notified after he burped audibly in PE class, and the teachers called the school resource officer to complain he was disrupting her class.
And they took him to jail for burping.
Yeah, and also the lawsuit also details a separate November 8th incident when the same student was forced to strip down to his underwear while five adults watched as he was accused of selling pot to another student. The boy was never charged.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. I am not.
You know what? Every last one of them need to lose their job.
All right.
And not only lose their job, they need some charges filed on them too. In this place, you know, I was going to say, where they do that at? You make kids strip down. And no, uh-uh. I'm about to flip out over here. No.
Yeah. While the adults watch.
Not my kids.
Well, I mean, and it goes to a point where you're talking about a teacher who obviously did not like this kid. So he's right. Constantly, I mean, because burping. I get it, because there are some kids who are
that you just want to choke the life out of them. You do. That's the God's honest truth. You just want to shake the shit out of them sometimes, but you can't.
And you talking about that Chris Rock? I won't kill a woman, but I'll shake the shit out of her.
I mean, because these kids are off the chain these days. I mean, let's just keep it real. No. Some of these parents are not teaching their kids nothing. And then they always think that, oh, you just picking on my baby. That may be the case. But your baby, you need to teach your baby some stuff, too. But, you know, you can't just be doing stuff like this to these kids and think that you're going to get away with it. It's just wrong. We're supposed to be the example.
Yeah, the example is when they burp too loud, we take them to juvenile hall.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd hate to see if he did something like drop his shorts or something. A fart.
I was about to say don't say it, but I couldn't get it.
Yeah, I know. My bad. Anyway, well, another case of dumbism. It make you think a little bit. As a former student of Stroudton High, and that is suing over a sexting incident. Said this victim, she was a freshman, and she said that the school failed to protect her from sexual harassment. Now the details are, she sent nude photos of herself when she was 14 to a junior she was attracted to. She said the boy then sent the pictures out to his friends. Her words, he group pressured me repeatedly. That's why I thought it was a good idea to send the pictures to him, because he was begging me to send pictures to him. Afterwards, she said the boy raped her. The boy later pleaded guilty to assault after the alleged rape, according to the victim's attorney.
So he did rape her.
But then the victim said she was then subjected to repeated harassment by other students, but got no help from the school.
Wow.
Now,
she put herself in that position.
Yeah.
But it's still not right, though. It's still not right.
Right. I mean, you hate to say it. I mean, because, you know, you don't want to say somebody was asking for it.
Right.
You know, obviously. But
obviously, she a baby. You know, she 14 years old, in love with an older guy. I mean, how many of us girls haven't been in love with juniors and seniors and, you know, did stuff that they asked us to do just because we thought that we loved them, you know what I'm saying? And then they went back and bragged to their homies about it, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, and see, here we throw it into context. He's a 16-year-old, and, I mean, it's alleged that he raped her.
But I thought you said that he...
Yeah, he... Had to do it. Yeah, he pleaded to it, but that's just, you know, it depends on how you watch Law and Order. You know, there's the police, you know, the nice policeman that sees both sides, or the police that's like, yeah, well, we gonna just lock your ass up. And that's what it's gonna be. And you plead guilty to this, and you don't really serve no real time.
Right.
And that'll be it. I mean,
now you plead guilty to this, and we'll take it easy on this.
Yeah, because he pled guilty to assault. Because we wasn't there, we can't say, we don't know if he raped her or not.
Right.
It could have been a situation where they had sex and, you know, she.
But I can say this though. First of all, she had no business doing it. But second, okay, it's too late. She did it. But let's say she did go to the teachers about it, and they did nothing about it. They are responsible.
Well, no, she went because the boy, he had nothing to do with it. They said, you know, the harassment by other students. But I mean, how do you categorize harassment, and how do you stop students from saying stuff about? It's like you telling me that you can stop kids from talking about other kids.
No, harassment is not just talking about a kid.
Well,
harassment goes beyond talking about somebody.
Yeah, well, technically, when we talk about harassment in high school, come on, you know harassment in high school is somebody's calling you ugly or you a slut or something like that. And all the girls are looking at you and all the guys are looking at you. And that's how that goes, because obviously no one else touched her, or they would have been put in for assault. You feel me on this?
Yeah, I know. But I'm going to just say, you know, there is no right person in this. Nobody is right in this situation.
I agree.
But she created this situation for herself, for one, because she felt the need to expose herself to get somebody to like her. And that's something that starts at home. So instead of the parents suing the school, they really need to be taking some time with their child and loving that child and teaching her to love herself.
Well, there's the loving, there's just understanding that teenagers do stupid shit.
Yeah, but I'm telling you from a young woman's point of view, when a young woman has self-esteem, self-confidence, and she love herself and she value herself, what you don't value, you give away free. So if you don't value yourself at a young age, you would do anything a person that says that they love you want you to do. If you don't have that love for yourself. But if you do, you'd be like, bruh, go on with that. I don't need you to love me.
Right. She said, under the context of where we're at culturally, we didn't have the internet issue. So, I mean, the whole sex, we didn't have that issue.
Yeah, we didn't have to have a law to tell us, don't show your ass to people, you know.
But we did have a game high and go get it.
Right, so, Wow, you went back.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying is these kids, you take a little picture of something and send it. And, you know, that's how kids do. Hell, the adults do it. I mean, how many times have we seen it? Dudes get been fired over it. Pictures of the penis, whatnot. I mean, that's part of the culture now. I mean, so it's just something where you just talk to them, hey, you know, that's not a good look. I hope you learn your lesson and move on with it. Because, you know, little kids, they do that. I mean, you like a boy, you show them a little bit of your ass or whatever, and that's what happens.
Right, because that's the society we live in, you know.
Well,
it's accepted, you know.
Come on now, hormones is raging. Kids don't want to see. I don't want to look.
Do you mind if you show me yours?
Right, exactly. And you know, that's how them conversations go. You're not that smart as a teenager. Teenagers are not smart. They may be able to remember a lot of stuff that we've forgotten a long time ago, but as far as common sense and all that, and the implications of things, they don't think things through.
Right, right. Because you're invincible at that age.
Right.
Nothing can touch you.
What you talking, man? She don't know nothing.
Ain't going to happen to me.
Man. What?
And you wake up like, oh, my God, how did I get here?
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, oh, my God, how did we get here? There's a transgender Virginia inmate who has appealed the dismissal of her lawsuit asking the state to pay for her to have a sex change operation. Saying a jury should decide if hormones and other therapies she receives are adequate. Ophelia DeLante's lawsuit saying the state wasn't adequately treating her gender identity disorder, which is a mental diagnosis in which people believe they were born the wrong sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, the courts ruled that inmates are only guaranteed only minimum care, not preferred therapies. And I guess DeLinta was born a man and claims the disorder caused her to attempt to castrate themselves. Unless
how could she attempt to castrate something that's not there?
Well, was born a man, so.
Okay, she born a man. I thought it was a woman that wanted to be a man.
Nah.
It, okay, so we're talking about a dude.
Yeah, we talking about a dude.
Okay.
Who says that I should not be a dude, I should be a female, and the state should pay for it, even though I'm incarcerated.
Nah. That's all I got to say on that one, dude.
Yeah, I saw it. I couldn't believe it. Like, really? You're a prison. You committed crimes. Oh, I mean.
You go to jail. I just see like, hell, this is the perfect place for me to be.
Right. Oh, but, you know. Delonta has said that she will continue to cut herself unless she gets the $20,000 surgery.
All right, listen at this. I got the perfect solution.
Speak on it.
He wants to be a female, right?
Uh-huh.
He's saying that this disorder is causing him to want to castrate himself, right?
Uh-huh.
The essence of a sex change for a man is to be castrated. Let the motherfucker go ahead and cut it off. If he wants to cut it off, if he wants it off. So basically what he's saying is, if you don't cut it off for me, I'll do it myself. Go ahead. Go ahead. Because we're not going to pay for it.
I hope that's a sharp shank. Instead of Shawshank, we talking about sharp shank.
That makes no sense. If you don't pay for my surgery, I'll cut it off myself. Okay, fool, go ahead.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh man. And speaking of fools who should have it cut off. Eddie Long.
We in the zone now.
Yeah, Bishop Eddie Long, you know, and he settled his lawsuit by the four young men. And of course, he denied the allegations. He said, I'm going to take a little time off to work with my family, even though his wife has said she's filed for divorce. And he's saying that they're going to work it out. He insisted that they're not fighting. They're not mad at each other. And they don't have problems because of the allegations of sexual relationships last year. He blamed the pressure of being a pastor's wife is the issue.
No, the issue is being your wife, son. No. You know, this is not his first wife left him. And everybody was saying how much of a horrible person she was for leaving him when he was down and out, blah, blah, blah. But this makes me think she must have known something that the rest of us didn't know.
What are you talking about? Look, it only took one. I ain't never know what to do, but if you look at him, he has I like men in his eyes.
Well, see, I have taken just a brief look at his ministry on TV, but it was very brief. He wasn't somebody that I would follow or I really listened to or anything like that. And I know of him and kind of know what he looks like, but, you know, that's as far as, you know, my knowledge of Eddie Long goes, because I'm not one of those people that hop around because they say this is the hottest ministry going and you follow this. But I don't do that. So I didn't really take a good look at him like that.
Well, you wouldn't have mattered anyway. His R was not towards you.
All right.
He was trying to holler at the fellas.
Yeah.
You know, the tight shirt. He got the Jerry curl. He got the little Jerry S curl wig. Anyway, as always, per my tradition, any time that I'm allowed to talk about Eddie Long, it just means that I gotta break into the vault and bust out the, as we go on break here, the Aisha segment, the Eddie Long song. It just,
that's so mean.
Anytime he in the news, I got to do it. I mean, it has to happen. It just got to. I'm not mean. It's the truth. Anyway, this is Aisha Sekhmet, Eddie Long song.
God damn.
You are now tuned in.
I was sitting at the house smoking a blunt, flicking through the taillight vision, when a news flashed across the screen. Eddie Long molesting two little boys. Damn.
Eddie Long, Eddie Long. Man, you know you're wrong.
No, you're wrong, Eddie.
Eddie Long, Eddie Long.
No, Eddie Long.
Why you got tight t-shirts on?
Man, this made me preach you with extra mediums on.
You are now tuned in to reality rap. Hey, Bishop, what's under that skirt? Kill Illuminati all through your body. 12-gauge shoddy, that's your new birth. Let's begin the matrix of the church. You gotta understand that it's mind control. White people made of Jesus. The world is ran by homosexuals. Eddie started with a small group of robots looking for something to ease their pain. Eddie Long is a mason. He know the truth. Religion is a way to make his pockets lean. Bootleg, black selling bones, research that. I ain't scared of your motherfucking bitch, know that. The gay mafia, the brotherhood. They booty holes the gateway to Hollywood.
Eddie Long,
damn, Eddie,
why you got that wig on?
Man, this nigga got a wig on.
Eddie Long,
man, this shit got a
thong. I bet your ass wear a thong.
Man, I bet that nigga got a thong on.
Eddie Long, paying boys for the dome.
Man, do y'all get this shit?
Eddie Long,
man, this shit fucked up, man. Damn.
Why you got that spandex on?
This thing got a motherfucking spandex,
damn, man.
You lying to the people, house nigga, sissy. The ancestors schooled me. Talking that shit with a Johnny Taylor wig. In a pulpit smelling like booty. Take your charge, call on your white guard. You off your square. High-raised man, stand before us. The night I'm in riots, even here. Jesus never had a girlfriend. That's what Eddie taught teenage boys. Bible scripture, mind control. Give him your tithe, he'll push a Bentley toy. Secret society side of me. They'll kill him if he expose the Illuminati. The crowd didn't ask and he ain't tell. Eddie tell them hoes what they wanna hear.
Eddie Long, why you got that wig on?
Man, this nigga got a wig on.
This shit gotta stop. Eddie Long,
this shit gotta stop.
I bet your ass wear a thong.
I bet that nigga got a thong on.
Eddie Long.
When y'all gonna wake up and see this shit, man?
Paying boys for the dome.
Man, do y'all hear this shit?
Eddie Long.
Man, this shit fucked up, man. Damn.
Why you got that spandex on?
This nigga got a motherfucking spandex.
New birth logo represents the Jews.
Together you got smooth drummer.
All right. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties beyond our control. I was not feeling.
Yes, maybe he just wore it out. He had to play it so much.
No. We hating on the Eddie Long song. I'll talk. We hating on the Eddie Long song. Aisha Sekhmet, the guillotine.
Mm-hmm.
Off. Like the French guillotine. Get in, Eddie. Don't move. Not going to feel a thing. Anyway, since we, of course, are dedicated to dumbism, we get to start off this segment with one of my favorite segments. And I know she's 100%. Where we get to...
That was my little drum roll. Did you hear my little drum roll?
Oh. That was your drum roll.
That was my trouble. Oh, well.
Yeah. All right.
I did the best I could.
You want to give us your dumb ass of the week?
Yes.
Go.
You know, I went back and forth between the two, but I felt that this one deserved to talk about. Well, this one deserves to be talked about. headlines read, police, Colorado man reported other woman as burglar when girlfriend shows up. A man in Colorado Springs, California, met a woman on Craigslist who he invited to his house while his woman was at work. His woman came home from work early. When the other woman showed up, he called the police and said that 24-year-old Kevin Gaylor called the police and said that the woman that he invited over was a burglar. Well, Mr. Gaylor was cited with misdemeanor of false reporting to the authorities, and now his ass is in trouble with the police and with his woman. So I just thought that, you know, he deserved to get talked to that. Fellas, when you call, just go ahead and man up and take it. You caught. Don't lie and say somebody.
And that is dumbism.
Yeah.
You
just caught. That's all it is.
Yeah. Well, my dumb asses of the week is the Shura Council of Saudi Arabia, their legislative assembly, who said that if women are allowed to drive, it will be the end of virginity. The Saudi clerics claim that, you know, women, if they're allowed to drive, they won't be virgins any longer. Just driving leads to sex.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, because technically, it's not against the law to drive, but if you're a woman and you drive, you will be arrested in Saudi Arabia. And so the Shura Council is like, well, hey, you know, this is, I mean, you know, forget the, think about it. If they drive, they're going to have sex.
Yeah, because driving liberates you. It helps you to feel independent when you got your own car, when you go where you please, you please.
But it
shouldn't turn out to be that, oh, they're not going to, they just, now that I can drive, I'm going to go give me some strange. You know what I'm saying?
You trying to make some sense and make it all positive. Nah, it ain't all that. No, it's basically like this. Hey, we know and we've known all this time all the cars in Saudi Arabia have penises in them. They know this because they sit in the Saudi Arabian car. All the cars are outfitted with penises. And so the people in the Shura Council, who I'm guessing they all have cars and they all sit on their penises, they know the secret. So if the women drive, the women will be sitting on them same penises, and thus, that's how the hymen breaks.
What the freak? Never mind.
Well, I mean, if we're going to be outrageously stupid and say, if women drive, it's the end of virginity, you might as well just go for it. It's going to go all out.
Wow.
That's why non-Saudi Arabians don't drive their cars, because they have penises in them. That's my word, and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, okay. I can argue with you. I don't have the strength to argue with you.
Well, I'm just saying that when you make stupid statements like that,
yeah,
I can only top it by being
equally, or you know,
right.
Outrageous.
I have to bring out my dumbism.
Wow.
You have to fight dumbism with dumbism.
It will be sitting on the penises, and that's what breaks down.
Right. They know this. That's why they like to drive. Anyway, and they want to keep it from the women. Yeah. Now, dumbism isn't exclusive to just, you know, people in the United States. I just want to put that out there. Pakistani
worldwide epidemic.
Oh yeah, I mean, like this Pakistani woman. She's being held on suspicion of killing her husband, cutting him up, and trying to cook the pieces.
Oh.
Yeah, she was arrested in connection with the murder of her husband. Her 22-year-old nephew is accused of helping her stab her husband to death and carve his body into small pieces.
Whoa.
Yeah, and so she wanted to cook her husband's body part so she could dispose of them without being caught. The neighbors raised the alarm when they detected a foul odor in the neighborhood.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And in an interview later, she claimed to have killed her husband because he wanted a physical relationship with their daughter. And she did. She said she didn't regret her actions. I killed my husband before he dared to touch my daughter.
Wow.
Now, I mean, that's an accusation and a half.
That's what?
That's an accusation and a half.
Yeah. But let that be a lesson. If you thinking about it, you better change your damn mind. Because these women is not playing when it comes to their kids. It's too much going on with men touching little kids. And people are getting nervous, people getting scared. You know what I'm saying? I can't say that he did say it. I can't say he didn't say it. But don't try it. Because I'm pretty sure she's not the only person out there that will kill somebody over her kids. I'm just saying, let that be a lesson.
Yeah. I guess. But it's
a shining example. Don't do it.
Yeah. I guess. Anyway.
Because she wanted to cover up that she killed him.
Yeah.
It sounds like the movie Fried Green Tomato. Yeah.
Moving on. Apple juice. Grape juice. Guess what? You know, you talking about cutting them up and trying to hide that you killed them. They ain't even trying that here. The Apple and Eve, Walmart's Great Value, and Mott's, and the Walgreens brand, and the Welch's grape juices, they all carry a high arsenic level.
What? Not my Welch's. For real? Seriously?
For real?
Oh, no. I gotta stop drinking Welch's?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to. It's just that
if it got arsenic in it, yeah, I gotta stop.
Well, I mean, they said that 88 samples of apple and grape juices from New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut were found to have high levels of inorganic or harmful levels of arsenic.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
They poisoning us on purpose.
Yep. Just maybe the next family bonding situation could, you know, you buy them grapes, you just squeeze them up and make your own grape juice like that. Unless you have arsenic on your hands, I think you'd be pretty safe.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary.
I know. You drinking this juice and it's laced up.
Yeah, you drinking it, but think about it. The Food and Drug Administration, and you know they're encouraging you, you know, to include grape juice and apple juice and stuff in your diet. And here we have the people that's really they're the most successful or largest companies, aren't they, that make apple juices, grape juice, cranberry juice? They're putting arsenic in. That's crazy. They're deliberately harming people.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not something that's just out there. I mean, I didn't see an explosion in the news. I mean, and only everybody drinks apple juice and grape juice. Like, only everybody. No biggie, right?
Yeah. Super big.
Yeah.
They talking about winnowing people out.
Slowly but surely.
Reducing the population. That's what it is.
Slowly but surely. I mean, because it's just enough levels in there to kind of take you out. And you can't blame them. Because we don't know why you're sick.
Yep. Until after you're dead, then they finally can do an autopsy.
Right. Well, then you'll have a situation like the Texas woman who, because she couldn't qualify for food stamp, pulled a gun in the state welfare office and then staged that standoff before shooting her two children and killing herself.
The little girl died today.
Yeah.
She was listed in critical condition, but she died this morning.
Yeah, it's a sad situation.
Her last tweet was, "I may die today." Not tweet. She posted her last post on Facebook was, "I may die today."
I'm in, you know, when we talk about dumbism and we make jokes about it, you know, you don't think that it would come to something like this. You get to a situation where people have to die because rights, I mean, or help isn't given, whatnot. And I mean, obviously the woman wasn't in her right mind.
Yeah.
Because she did this. And the fact that she has a child that would be on Facebook, on the phone, that, you know.
Yeah, but can't afford food.
Right. Priorities.
Yeah.
Dumbism.
Yeah.
You know, priorities about my phone and my phone service is not more important than feeding me and mine.
But when you think about it, she's not the only person, or she's one of many people in this country who can't afford to feed their children. We want to create programs to feed other countries, but when someone, one of our own, is hungry, we turn them away. And that in itself is dumbism at its finest, in my opinion.
Well, I think I will second your opinion there. You won't have no arguments for me. Foreign aid. We need some aid right here. And on that note, we want to thank everyone for listening. Thank you, Ms. 100%, for being the great co-host that you are. For everyone out there, I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, for Miss 100%, we are Smooth Drama, and we are out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.